I'm Robin Sessingham, and this is Florida Matters. We've been hearing stories from WUSF's ongoing Art Populi series on live music in the Tampa Bay area. As far back as ancient Greece, composers have written music for children to perform. One of the best-known choral groups in the area is Tampa-based Lumina Youth Choirs. We sent Florida Matters reporter Mark Hayes to meet the people that give them that special sound.
Lumina Youth Choirs is actually five choirs. Thea McReynolds is artistic director and conducts the older kids.
We have children kindergarten through high school. Our youngest students are beginners in the very real sense of the word, never had a musical experience. Those who are in the high school choirs have been singing for quite some time, and so they're much more developed as musicians, and they've had more experiences, so they get opportunities. They're a little bit more in the professional realm.
The organization holds auditions every year, but Dia is always on the hunt for kids with a great voice.
We spend quite a bit of time in the springs recruiting in the schools. Then, of course, there's the friends. If someone's in the group and they're loving it, then they are inviting their friends to be part of it. So, you know, there's many avenues by which people can find us.
Choral conductors these days have to deal with things that weren't around in the old days. Cell phones and the internet. Dia says while the attention span of the kids might be different now, all this technology doesn't get in their way and has actually made the choir experience better.
You know, the aids of technology make it wonderful. They can see things, they can find performances, they can hear music that they couldn't necessarily hear before, but it doesn't really distract them from their primary goal, which is to make beautiful music together.
One way to get that beautiful sound from children is to start them young, really young. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you, under the baton of Kyla Bailey, Prima.
Little bunny foo-foo, I don't want to see you scooping up the field mice and bumping on their head.
Prima is made up of kids in the kindergarten and first grade, and they are a handful. They fidget. They scream. They may not sound ready for prime time just yet, but as Kyla explains, there is some important work going on here.
Training them to do little things, sitting in what I call musician position, watching a conductor's hands and keeping your eyes forward. We are moving our hands the whole time. So this is allowing the students to focus their energy, to kind of rein it in into a productive way, but also connecting the body to what we're asking for the voice.
Kyla is in her fourth year with the program. She got the choir bug in college and teaches music at a Tampa public school. I wanted to know what made the choir experience so special for her.
We bring them in, and they are becoming friends with kids they would have never met otherwise. But it's their love of music that kind of brings them together.
Downstairs, Dia McReynolds is rehearsing Stella. These are high school girls. They're getting ready for their upcoming holiday concert. Word is getting out about these choirs, and not just from their recent performances. Dia shares with me how a moment from one of their rehearsals became a worldwide event.
The very first rehearsal this season, we worked on a round by Abby Betness called Love is Love is Love is Love. That's the words. And there's four different parts. And we were just trying to get used to each other's voices. And the kids started singing, and the words were so beautiful. And it was so, so meaningful at the time, because it was right after one of the mass shootings that had happened this fall. And the kids said, Mrs. McReynolds, we have to record this. And so we did. And we just stood in a heart shape in the foyer downstairs and sang from our hearts, threw it up on Facebook, and 2 days later, we had 15,000 views of this video. The composer had gotten in touch with us. They put it on Choir Buzz, and this little tiny act of just faith and beauty and music became so important.
Dia says that no matter how many times she conducts these kids, there is something magical each time that makes all the rehearsal worthwhile.
there's moments of greatness in every performance, things that we have worked on in rehearsal that have not come to fruition until that moment when we're all together on stage and truly trusting each other and allowing us to be in service of the music. And suddenly, they get it, and they sing, and it's magnificent.
For Florida Matters, I'm Mark Hayes.